This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running pro hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just, like, the most likable human being, and all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it just, it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Guy's good. Guy is good, man. Bucks ride the MVP to their eighth straight win, and that one was fun at Fiserv Forum. Talk about a welcome back home to the home crowd. A 122-118 win against the Utah Jazz, and this one was hard fought. Knew it wasn't going to be easy against this team. This is the last loss the Bucks have on their ledger. That was in the beginning of the month. That was now 8 games ago, as the Bucks have won 8 straight. They've also now won 12 of their last 13. Welcome on in. I'm Bill Schmid, baby Tausch. The Bucks beat the Jazz, and Giannis has his first 50-point game of the comeback tour, if you want to say it, or the revenge tour, whatever you want to call it. Giannis is the reigning defending MVP of this league, and he defended that turf tonight after a team that held him to 2 points in a half of basketball. He brought out a lot of vengeance on them that night a couple of weeks back when the Bucks lost their third game of the season back in Utah, 103-100 loss all the way back on November 3rd. The Bucks come out and they beat this Utah team, albeit trailing by 9 at half, and it was a tough half to watch. It was a difficult half for It was a difficult long night for the Bucks for quite some time, especially defending the Jazz from three-point land. It wasn't like Utah laid over in this game. They played without Rudy Gobert. They shot over 50%. They shot over 45%, well over 46%, 21 of 45 from downtown. And a lot of those, as Mayor Mitch and I were watching the game here in the studios, they were open threes. It wasn't like they were well-contested shots that Utah was just knocking down and you always necessarily say the other guy gets paid too. No, some of them were just straight up wide open. And Utah was making the Bucks pay for a little bit of porous defense early in that first half. And then in the second half, Giannis took over to a way that I haven't seen this year. And I mean, this dude has dominated every single night. He's got 17 double-doubles. If that number sounds familiar, that's the amount of games that they have played here already in 2019. 14-3, 17 double-doubles, leads the league. And the simple question is Giannis better this year than he was last year? I mean, it seems at this moment, yes, across the board, in every aspect of the game. Shooting, check. 3 of 8 from downtown. You would have never guessed this dude was going to fire up 8 triples. Takes 31 shots. His aggressiveness in shot taking while shot making as well. Check. Passing the basketball. Dude's gotten a lot smarter with the rock. He recognizes when the double team is coming. He's able to recognize when the triple team is coming. He knows where the wall is, and he's starting to be a little bit smarter and a little bit cleaner, especially attacking the rim with the elbow. Earlier on in the year when we were having the foul trouble conversation, a lot of it I felt was where the elbow was coming, the force that he generates, how big he is, how strong he is, and how quickly he gets on people, especially in the paint, he's being smarter and a little bit more controlled, and that is a scary, scary thing for everybody else in the National Basketball Association. If this guy is better than he was last year, I mean, goodness gracious. Forget about the Eastern Conference. I mean, this guy is unbelievable, and he shows it off again tonight. It wasn't like the first half Giannis just coasted through. The dude had 18 points. Fired up, 7 of 13. 4 of 9 from the free throw line. But talk about rectifying that demon in the second half. Guy finishes 13 of 19 from the foul line. 3 of 8 from downtown. 17 of 31 from the field. 50-14-6. It's a stat line that doesn't happen very often, guys. This dude is an absolute wizard. Just having a conversation earlier today. Back when Michael Phelps was at the height of the swimming world as an Olympic swimmer. Remember he went through that entire Summer Olympics, won every single event he was in? Every single time that Phelps got in the pool, they would talk about the genetics around him. He was like genetically made to be a swimmer. The guy, for all the way down to, he had like two webbed toes. So like he glides in the water. His arms were the perfect length. His lats were stretched out. It was like he was built and born to be an Olympic swimmer. Right now, look at what this guy is doing on the floor. It's like he was built to be the best basketball player around. His hands were the biggest the Combine's ever seen. Not surprising he can handle the basketball better than many seven-footers we've ever seen. Not surprising that he has better control in the lane than many we've ever seen. The strides with a 7'6", 7'7" wingspan. His ability to cover the rim by barely even leaping. That's why he's able to haul in all these offensive boards. Watch some of the buckets that Giannis had. Just straight cleanup duty. Miss one, full effort, I'll go get the next one. In a game that is predicated on superstars in a 5-on-5 atmosphere, you have the best one. I mean, you watch a game like tonight, good luck for the next 5-7 years, anybody in the league trying to shut that dude down. The only guy that has somewhat held Giannis in check and had some legitimate battles with him, just from the genetics part and the physical atmosphere that are conversation that I just had, is Rudy Gobert, and he didn't play tonight. The Bucks, all intents and purposes, should have won this game some maybe easy, if you want to say, because Gobert wasn't in. That is a damn good basketball team on both sides. And you didn't play all that well, except for the number one guy that you needed to have play well was the best player on the floor. And it is amazing. It's amazing to watch. Steve Novak said it with about 3 minutes left in the game. So if you have kids, you live in the area, and you've never come and seen this guy in person, you owe it to yourself, because he is the most electrifying player in the NBA today. 50-14-6. He's the best player in the league, right? I mean, we had that conversation a lot. Last June, last May, and it felt like the playoff conversation was going to loom too large for him to have taken over. Watch a game like tonight and tell me that dude isn't the best player in the NBA. Tell me there's another guy in the league doing that. I mean, just absolutely taking over. 32 points Giannis scores in the second half. The Bucks beat the Jazz 122-118. They've now won 8 straight. And a correction on that, they've now won 13 of their last 14 games. They've lost 3 times all night, all year. One, they finally just rectified in the Utah Jazz. That was their last loss. The other 2 losses are to the 2 teams stacked right behind them in the Eastern Conference at 2-3. The Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. It's a team that last year, guys, didn't lose to the same team twice until what? end of April, beginning of April, finally ended up happening with, albeit the worst team in the league in the Phoenix Suns. They hadn't lost back-to-back games until middle of March. This team might be even better. Hard to think so, but also hard to argue. 414-799-1250. You're at Fiserv Forum tonight. It was electric. Sounded amazing on TV. Kudos to you guys. Want to hear from you as well. As you saw Giannis' second 50-point game in his career, too short of his career high that he had 52 against Philly last year in a matinee on a Sunday. Giannis' season high and one of the more dominant games I've ever watched in the NBA. Simply from an effort and a physical imposing nature. Off the air, Leroy Butler and I had a conversation about Giannis earlier today. And it was just about being the most dominant player around. He's the closest thing to a Shaquille O'Neal we've seen in quite some time. Unless you want to say that Dwight Howard at the peak of his powers was that, but this guy dribbles the basketball. He shoots the basketball. Shooting it better than he did last year. I'm never going to see this dude be Kyle Korver from beyond the arc. But in big moments, he's stepping into threes and he's knocking them down. Twice tonight, brought the Bucks even at 74 and then put them ahead in the fourth quarter late with another three. The best player in the NBA plays in Milwaukee. And I'd like to have anybody argue with me that he is not. You just watched one of the best players around dominate and take his team, will them to a victory. His will to win is incredible, and he plays in Milwaukee. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. I'm fired up after a 122-118 victory. I know you are, leaving Fiserv Forum. You can weigh in at 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us at 105.7FM, The Fan. I'm at Bill Schmidt Radio. Drop us a follow at both. Tweet at us after the game and let us know what it was like in there. The MVP chants were on point for the guy that deserves it. Giannis with a 50-burger, his first of 2019-2020. We're back with more after the Bucks win their eighth straight on The Fan.
Did that really just happen? It's time for the Are You Kidding Me? Moment of the game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Halfway down for Bogdanovich. It didn't stay down. Giannis for three. Giannis! Five threes in the third quarter, four by Matthews. Giannis walks into that one. His elbow's just fine, thank you.
That tied it up at 74. Bucks end up winning at 122-118. Welcome back. Pick and Save Probes postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Did that just happen? Into the commercial break. I'm just getting back, you know, reading through my notes. Don't take meticulous notes during the game, but keep myself somewhat, you know, on pace of what's going on. Run through a game recap here after the top of the hour as people start filing out of Fiserv Forum. Giannis with his first 50-point game of the year right now feels like he is by far the best player in the NBA and by far better than he was last year, which is crazy for me to say. 414-799-1250 if you're leaving as well. But not only did Giannis go off for 32 in the second half. Not only did he have 50 and just will his team in that third quarter to dominate through the rest of the game and finish off with a win. No, Giannis also, guys, he didn't turn the ball over once. He took 31 shots and played 39 minutes and didn't turn the ball over. Three nights ago, we were talking about all the offensive fouls, and he had 8 turnovers against the Bulls. Tonight he plays the best defensive team in the NBA and doesn't turn the rock over. And goes off for a 50-burger. Where, oh where, are you going to find a better player than that? How on earth do you go 39 minutes with the ball in your hand as much as it is in 34's hand and not turn it over one time through that entire first half where he was the only guy keeping you afloat. Bucks were tied up at 25 in this game early in the first quarter. Giannis had the team's first, had 11 of their first 25. Then it was a quick 10-0 run by the Jazz, jumped them out, and they didn't really look back the rest of the first half. Kept themselves ahead by 6, 8. Bucks would make a run, close to 4, and Utah would jump back, and it would be a 12-point game. But it stayed in that just towards double-digit territory. About 3 minutes left in the second quarter, it got up to 14, and Ted Davis was talking about it on the call, saying, just get it to single digits or cut this thing in half, and you're feeling really, really good. Well, they cut it to 6. They ended up trailing by 9 with 18 by Giannis of the team's first 48 in the first half. And then in the second half, the dude took over and was simply, guys, simply amazing. Sometimes you get left speechless. This one is one. With that guy's will to win and simply not being denied late in the game, it was one of the best performances I've ever seen. 414-799-1250. If you were there, I want to hear from you like Bill, leaving Fiserv form after the Bucks win 122-118. Bill, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. Epic performance by Giannis for sure. How many games into the season are we? We saw how last year ended. I just think a little bit easier on a 5-hour energy drink. It's the elite teams in the NBA aren't going to let Giannis get to the rim at will like he did tonight. I mean, he's a great, great player. One of the best ever probably in a Bucks uniform, but I just feel like you got to slow down there a little bit, my man.
Well, why do you think I have to slow down?
Well, I mean, he had a 50-piece tonight, but again, it's the regular season, and they're playing the Jazz. I mean,
the Jazz came into tonight's game 11-5, and were one of three teams to beat you.
Right. How many guys can actually give Giannis any problems at the rim on that team?
Bill, but that's what I'm saying. Not many people in the NBA can.
Right,
across the board.
There are teams that can. You know this because you've watched basketball a long time. There's playoff defense basketball is a lot different than the NBA. Look at the total points scored in every game in the NBA. It's like an all-star game. Nobody checks anybody. Giannis is an elite talent. There's no doubt about it. Best player in the league probably. But, again, you're going to need guys that are going to step up and hit big shots in big moments because the best teams in the league are not going to let Giannis isn't going to win it alone. He's not. And Middleton's not a number two guy. What, they give him $180
million? Yeah. And he didn't play tonight. And guess what? They didn't need him either.
Right.
So
he disappeared last year in the playoffs. So you're right. They don't need him.
But then you're saying that then there's really no reason to be excited about it because they don't have Middleton who's going to be good enough, and Giannis won't be good enough against the defense when it ratchets up.
Giannis is a great player, best player in the NBA. What I'm saying is Giannis alone won't bring a championship home to Milwaukee. That's what I'm saying.
Got it. Thanks, Bill. Yeah, I don't know how the postseason will play out. Those are seven-game series that are played between two sides. I guess you're right in that sense, but I don't exactly know what the point is. So you agree that he's the best player in the NBA. And sure, there are only a few guys in the league that can match up to him at the rim. One of them is on Utah and didn't play tonight, and Rudy Gobert. The reason why Gobert was a two-time defensive player of the year. But outside of Rudy Gobert, name me another one that does. Joel Embiid? Giannis put up 50 against him in the Sixers last year, albeit in a loss. But, I mean, there's just not those guys. One that I would think physically imposing enough that could match up against Giannis in the block, one-on-one, Andre Drummond. You skunked him last year. He's sure he got his numbers maybe, but beat him 4 out of 4. Like, there's teams that have one talent that can, sure, play good enough defense on Giannis to somewhat control him. Guys, I'm telling you this. That was also last year. This dude has gotten better. Now, maybe his free throw shooting hasn't improved, but his shot making has. His shot taking has improved. His aggressiveness has improved. And I'll say his defense probably has improved. He's a smarter basketball player. And to say that Utah is not a team that you should be excited about beating in a game like tonight, I think you're wrong. It's a really, really good team with one of the best coaches in the league. That other guy is one coach of the year, Quinn Snyder on the other side. His team also beat you in their place a couple of weeks ago. This is a good win. It's a win against a team that beat you already. You should be excited about this. This monotony with the NBA regular season, guys, that's part of what makes the regular season that tough. What all fans are going through right now saying, I can't wait to get to April. Almost every single player, star player, good player, really, really good player, veteran players in the league are thinking the same thing. Giannis is salivating for April basketball. Wes Matthews hasn't played in the playoffs in a couple of years. Was hurt most of all last year. Dante DiVincenzo missed all of the playoffs last year hurt. Like, you're talking about players that can't wait for that moment. The grind through the regular season is what separates those that can be there at the end. So this dude is right now the best player in the league. I fully expect him once we get to April and May, everybody's worried, fully expect him to also still be the best player in the NBA when we get there. By far in his conference. It's Joel Embiid. Thanks. I'm excited. I'm really excited for that Christmas Day matchup. I'm more excited for the Christmas Day matchup now than I was, say, 4 hours ago. Another performance like this is just one of those that you marvel at. I'm going to read you a stat line here in just 1 second that maybe will show people like Bill why I'm so excited after a night like this. Troy's in Sussex. He's next on the Fan at 414-799-1250. What's up, Troy?
Hey, Bill. So going into this game, I was a little nervous because I heard that George Hill wasn't going to play. And Utah had our number last game. So I figured this was a game that Utah could possibly win because George Hill's been stepping out for us big time the last few games. So that worried me. But I was really happy to see Matthew step up for us because beginning of the season, I really didn't think he was doing very great for us. I was expecting a little bit more from him. But I think he had 19 points or something like that today. He hit a bunch of big threes.
Yeah.
He came up big for us. And I also really like seeing Giannis hit. I think he only had like 3 or 4 threes, but he hit some big 3-point shots. And I think it's really satisfying to see him start to hit those and get comfortable with those.
He's really stepping into them with some confidence, Troy, and not being afraid to hit him in the big moments. That one late there in the fourth, and that's a pressure shot that many guys aren't going to walk into off the dribble.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just really refreshing to see. Obviously, his shot isn't fully developed yet, but you can definitely tell that he's getting a lot more comfortable with that, and that's just really fun to watch, and I just can't wait to see when he gets really comfortable with that and starts hitting that way more consistently.
Troy, appreciate it, man. Thanks. And the George Hill absence tonight did play a little bit of a role because it forced Eric Bledsoe to put up a lot more shots than maybe even he was thinking of doing. And Eric Bledsoe's led this team offensively through the Chris Middleton absence, despite whatever teams you are going up against. 27 minutes, 5 of 16 from the floor tonight. A forgettable shooting performance for Eric Bledsoe with just 14 points in the absence of George Hill, who sat tonight with a little bit of back tightness, expected to maybe be out as well on Wednesday night when this team is back on the floor at Fiserv Forum. 414-799-1250, talking about the MVP of the league and how he might even just be better this year after we see his first 50-point spot of the 2019-2020 campaign. And 13 of 19 from the foul line. He was 7 of 13 in the first half. Yeah, guys, he didn't miss from the free throw line in the second half. Capped off the 50-point effort in the perfect way. Calmly knocked down both. Mayor Mitch and I are sitting here in the fan studios just looking at each other like, oh, here comes two clankers. Instead, just straight cash. Mitch, have you seen this guy get better here in the first 17 games?
Absolutely. He's had to do a lot of it on his own, and he's answered the bell pretty much straight from the jump this year. He's taken the next step. I knew he would come out angry this year, and I think you're going to see another step in that sort of him honing when we get to the playoffs. I think that's going to be where
he knows he needs to step up as well in those spots, right?
He hears it. He hears everything. Even his fans in his own backyard, essentially, as we just heard from caller Bill there a few minutes ago.
Go ahead.
It's one of those things where he's gonna be fine. I think in the playoffs, and he's gonna take his game to another level.
I think one of the cool parts about it too, when you think of Giannis needing that kind of Giannis does seem to me be one of those guys that does hear and does read the newspaper clippings, but simply because he just enjoys knowing what's going on. Curious individual. Just let me read this stat line to you from a 26-year-old back in November of 1989. Played 47 minutes, was 19 of 31, had 54 points, 14 boards, 6 assists, 3 steals, and 1 block. That was Michael Jordan. This is only the second time in NBA history a player has gone off for 50, 10, and 5 with 0 turnovers. Giannis, 50 points, 14 boards, 6 assists, 0 turnovers tonight in a win. Goes absolutely off and dominates in the second half with 32 points, clearly the best player on the floor, and clearly the best player in the Eastern Conference, if not the NBA. Feels to me like for sure the NBA. I could be wrong. Some people think I might be. Rodney's leaving Fiserv Forum. Saw a great one, 122-118. Rodney, what's going on, man? You're on the fan.
Hey, that Giannis is something special, and I just hope that we can keep him here, and I'm looking forward to when we get a hold to those Lakers. Then I will know if we're prime time all the way. But right now, we're the beast of the East.
Rodney, it sure seems like he's better than he was last year.
Definitely. His confidence is at a higher level.
Thanks, Rodney.
That energy, that defense that we're playing, except for that 3-point shot. Besides that, we're looking great.
Appreciate it, man. They really are. Rodney just echoed it. They look amazing with the one dude in the middle, with the one centerpiece, the one focal point. And now more than ever in a league, now I might be getting over ahead of my skis, but I mean, now we're talking about a league, once again, that seems to be predicated on one star, building that team around that star. And one team showed you last year that you can win a title with one star and a bunch of really, really good role players fitting into their spots around you. And that team beat you last year. So to say that this team isn't on that pace with that superstar right now, I think you're kidding yourself. Drive of the game, Wrench and Go. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools. Access the lowest price on tools around. And this was the drive, well, actually the stroll up to the foul line for Giannis that secured it in a 50-point spot for the MVP of the league.
For the second time tonight, in unison, the fans in Fiserv Forum chant MVP. He is. Bogdanović with his first foul. Out of the Kumbo. Free throws 18 and 19 tonight.
It's beautiful to watch right now. I mean, how hard he's played all night. Hear these MVP chants. Just listen.
That was the capper on Giannis's 50-point effort. This is the Big and Save Probes postgame show. Bucks win their eighth straight, 122-118 over the Utah Jazz. We're talking about it more next on The Fan.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Mitchell. Lopez the block.
That block by Brooke Lopez made it over. Foul came to Pat Connaughton. He calmly went down and knocked down two throws. The Bucks win at 122-118. Heard the highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin, Jim Paschke and Steve Novak on the call tonight as the Bucks take down the Utah Jazz, one of the three teams they've lost to here in 2019, and they ride their guy, Giannis, the reigning defending MVP of the National Basketball Association, goes off for his first 50-point game of the defense tour for Giannis. I think that's what the best way for me to call it is, the defense tour. I'm trying to find a cool phrase for it, because we had the Rodgers Revenge Tour on the Wendy's Big Show, which I thought was really, really clever, and I like things that are fun. I enjoy having fun. I think sports broadcasting is fun when everybody is enjoying themselves, and I'm really, really enjoying myself here on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show, watching the best player in the NBA play for the team that I grew up watching every single night, and that's the Milwaukee Bucks. This dude is unbelievable, guys. And what he is doing right now, showcasing that he is better than he was last year, is something that needs to be marveled at. It needs to be recognized for what it is. The guy is absolutely unstoppable when he wants to be. 414-799-1250. Zach was at Fiserv Forum tonight. Now he's on The Fan at 414-799-1250. What's up, Zach?
How's it going, guys?
Good, dude.
Oh, man, what a game. You know, it is all about Giannis tonight with the 50 points. But the no turnovers really stuck out to me. And we can't, you know, everyone wants to see, you know, this team's Giannis, but it's a legit team. I mean, you got contributions from Wes and Dante and Brooke. Robin had 4 points in 3 minutes. All the guys contributed tonight. And without those key efforts, 50 points wouldn't have got the job done. And I tweeted you guys earlier saying, you know, it's special when your team can win without your second best player.
It really is, because they've done it and they've made it look quite easy without Middleton in the lineup, Zach. They've actually, I think, done Chris a disservice because of how easily they've won some of these games.
I mean, the schedule does, I mean, help.
For sure.
Playing the Bulls twice. But
for sure,
a game like this was arguably the best and biggest test without Middy and that just shows how deep of a team we are. It's a legit team. It's not like some players where it's just a star player and role player. No, this is a legit team that's probably the deepest team we've ever had. Honestly, could be the very best team the Bucks have ever had, not disowning and disrespecting the championship team from 71. But this team could literally be the best team ever put together in a Milwaukee, in the city of Milwaukee.
Appreciate the call, Zach. They have the opportunity to do something no team in the city of Milwaukee has done. That's win a pro championship. Nobody's given this city a parade because they've won a pro title. And this team has the most real opportunity I've seen in my lifetime, outside of maybe the team last year and the 2018 Brewers. 2011 Brewers, I thought, actually had a legit chance. Coming in number one seed, get beat by the team that you beat to win your division. Definitely thought that team could. But this team right here, I mean, every time you talk about the Bucks to somebody in the city, it's about the playoffs. Nathan tweets into our question that we just kind of put up on Twitter right away after the game was, I mean, 17 straight double-doubles, guys. hasn't had a game where he hasn't had double figures in rebounds and points. Leads the NBA. Take that for what you want. And 50 tonight. Will the Bucks and Giannis, is he better than last year? Are they better than last year with Giannis there? Nathan goes, won't know until the Eastern Conference Finals. But if that's what it is for you, then I understand it. So do players. They also cannot wait to get to the playoffs. And that's what they like. That's why they play the game, is for playoff basketball. The chance to win a title. And this dude has put himself in position to be the guy when you talk about the MVP race, best player in the league. Mike's on the south side. What's going on, Mike? Good hearing from you again.
Hey, Bill. The Bulls aren't that bad, but I'm going to get on to my question or comment.
I agree, Mike, though. I really do. I know you really like Coby White. I think he's a really, really good player. God. I think Lauri Markkanen's a good player. I think they have some nice pieces down there, but I think their coach is an idiot, if I can be completely honest with you.
Well, people are going to sleep on the Bulls, and they're going to surprise some people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, and Mike, I think they're a playoff team. I really do. I think they're a 7 or an 8 seed, especially in this
time
conference.
Time will tell, right?
Hmm?
Time will tell.
Yeah, for sure. No doubt. What do you got? Sorry, man.
James Harden leads the league 38 points a game. If the Freakazoid didn't play any defense, I think he'd score 50-plus. But he's got all-around game. I mean, rebounds, assists, defense. He's shooting the three now. You know, the sky's the limit. I say bring on the peach trees. Can't wait till Wednesday. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy. He is an all-around ball player. I mean, we've had people marvel at his defensive ability before. But tonight, I mean, the story was just the relentless effort. And again, not to get emotional or try to play a sympathy card or whatever you want to call it. The dude kind of embodies the city of Milwaukee. Lived here my whole life. It's very blue collar. It's very, you work for what you got, and then I'm going to help the other dude up off the floor. They said it on the broadcast today. When Giannis goes down there with like 2 minutes into the third quarter, right, and hits the elbow, there was, you could have heard a pin drop in that arena because everybody kind of understood it. If this dude's not getting up, there's a reason. He doesn't flop. Giannis doesn't take a lot of charges and lay down on the ground calling for a foul. He might be upset that he doesn't get a call and he'll let the official know about it. He'll get a tee. He'll get fired up when he doesn't get a call. But you don't see this dude every time down the floor throwing the hands up, going to the deck. Like, he stays on the ground, you know something's up. And to see a game like tonight, where he gets put down, he had been put down by this team last time they went to Utah. And he had something for the Jazz tonight, and he let him have every single bit of it with a 50 spot. George is on the north side, had a lot of good conversations about this. George, you're on the Fan, man.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, dude.
Yeah, so... Yeah, Giannis, of course, he is better than last year. All his stats are up. What he's proven also, though, we are the best team in the East. I'm a Bucks fan through and through. We're the best team in the East.
Mm-hmm.
We lost Brogdon. And what it's proven is how deep we are, because we're winning at a high clip still. And the games that we lost, we were winning. But our defense broke down.
Right.
We're hands down the best team. He's the best player. He's on the path to be a repeat MVP player, and I'm just excited for the season. And, you know, I'm going to be here for the ride up and down, but I believe we're going to get to the Eastern Conference Final, and I believe that we will get to the championship, and then we'll just see how it play out from there.
George, appreciate it, man. Hope you're along for the ride with me for it. We'll have a lot of fun here on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. I'm telling you guys that right now. This thing is going to be a party once we get into the playoffs. Like, I am excited for it. I saw Bart Winkler taking a lot of heat earlier this morning, and Bart takes a lot of heat on social media, but also a lot of it's self-inflicted. I'll tell you that right now, as he's one of my good friends in this business. I really do respect Bart, and I love what he does on there. And I say there because it is a little different than what he does on the air. But I saw Bart taking a lot of grief earlier today for saying that, well, this regular season is meaningless, and I get what he's saying. I also want to play in the Eastern Conference Finals again as a Bucks fan. I want the Bucks to be there and have another chance to go to the finals right now today. It's just not how it goes. This is part of what makes title teams. You'll hear a lot of champions say it when they get to the mountaintop, like at the trophy ceremony. They hand Bill Belichick or Tom Brady the Super Bowl trophy. They handed Brett Favre the Super Bowl trophy. I heard him say this, actually. I don't know if it was quote or verbatim or however it was, but like you always remember the journey more than you do maybe that exact moment. You remember the road it takes to get to that moment. This is that journey where you see some team get just hop on the back of somebody and they're going to ride that dude, ride that cart all the way to the top. They're in a position right now to do just that on the broad, broad shoulders of number 34, Giannis Antetokounmpo. We're hopefully going to hear from Giannis as well as Wes Matthews, who lost in all of this. Wes Matthews had a pretty good night tonight, too. He was also one of the reasons why the Bucks outscored the Jazz by 16 there in the third quarter and brought this thing back to where it was supposed to be. We'll take you through some of the highlights next. It's the Big and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Still got Coach Bud and Matt Velasquez to come right here on The Fan after the Bucks beat the Jazz 122-118.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Bucks beat the Utah Jazz tonight 122-118 down at Fiserv Forum, and they do it on the broad shoulders of Giannis Antetokounmpo, putting up his first 50-point outing of the 2019-2020 campaign. Goes off for 32 points there in the second half. Had 18 at the break and was an absolute dominant force there for the Bucks here in the game tonight. Joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline is Matt Velasquez down at Fiserv Forum. Matt, it was a heck of a game to watch when you saw just how dominant Giannis was there late. We'll try to get back in with Matt just in 1 second here. And they really were as dominant as they could be. And as dominant as they've been here in 2019, I think tonight, this was one of the more impressive showings that I've seen from this Bucks team. And also, they were able to just go through late in that game. And Matt joins us now from Fiserv Forum. And Matt, a lot due to Giannis's 50 points, yes, and we'll get to that in just 1 second. But a dude that's taking a lot of heat, Wes Matthews, has a huge third quarter for him tonight.
Absolutely. The Bucks certainly needed it, too. Because while Giannis was going off, you know, they still needed more points. They were still clawing back. They're still fighting back. You know, he hit four threes really early in that quarter. I think it was, you know, his fourth three came somewhere around the six-minute mark as the Bucks were in the midst of a 10-0 run. You know, but they needed him to help them get back in the game. And his 19 points, and especially his 13 in the third quarter, were huge. And that's not even mentioning his defensive effort, which I think was really good overall tonight. Just a really good night from him on a night when the Bucks needed someone besides Giannis to step up.
And they've kind of needed that, and it's been Eric Bledsoe. A tough night at the office for Bledsoe, especially shooting from the field, just going 5 of 16.
Yeah, it wasn't a great night. You know, he had a few important buckets here and there. Some solid defensive plays, too. But he also, you know, had three fouls in the first half, only played 9 minutes before halftime. That's part of the reason why they were down the way they were at that point in the game. And, you know, there's going to be nights where guys are off. You know, Bledsoe had one of those tonight, but that's why you need players like, you know, Wesley Matthews, you know, obviously Giannis, and, you know, Brooke Lopez at the end stepping up and doing things that that secure wins.
All right, Matt, this is a fun game. What's more impressive to you as an astute follower of the NBA and being around basketball for as long as you are? 17 of 31, 13 of 19, not missing a free throw in the second half, 50 points, or zero turnovers in 39 minutes from Giannis tonight. It was an absolutely incredible performance.
Well, I think he did miss a free throw in the second half, if I'm not mistaken. I think he was 10 of 11.
Okay.
But still, really good. It was definitely 10 of 11 after he started the game, 1 of 6. I think that's what it was. But either way, really impressive with the free throw line. I would say the 50 points, you know, because guys can go, 38, 39 minutes, without a turnover. Maybe not necessarily with the usage that Giannis has and the way he plays the game. But not everybody's getting 50 points.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 50 points is hard. You have to be getting bucket after bucket. He was exhausted. He admitted as much. That's why he subbed out with 2 minutes and 13 seconds left. The Bucks were up 5 at that point. And he flagged down Budenholzer, and he told him, I need to come out. And so he went out. He only lasted out, 16 seconds before Bud called timeout, got him back in. But he knew that he needed to sit. He knew he was exhausted and needed a breather. And then what does he do? He comes back in. He goes straight to the hoop for a dunk. He drives again. He gets fouled. His teammates are yelling at him, stay down, stay down. They wanted him to stay down after the foul so he could rest a little bit before he shot the free throws. And he didn't even know that he didn't have 50 points at that point. Like, he thought he already had 50. But then he went up to the line, knocked on the 2 free throws, got 50, and the Bucks held on for the win. But I think the 50 points, man, it's hard to get 50 points in the league like this. And, he put it all out there tonight.
It's a hell of a number, man, and it really is. It's just a benchmark number. And some of those threes, too, out of the three that he hit from downtown, the one to tie it at 74 was huge. The one to put them up, I think it was 8 there in the fourth quarter, just felt like pressure shots that he definitely was trying to force, put his head down, and go through somebody last year. He's showcasing a lot of confidence in other parts of his game.
Well, and you have to have a lot of confidence, especially after the way he started. I mean, he was 0-4 on his first 4 threes of the game. Like, going into halftime, he was struggling from the free throw line. He hadn't made a 3. He still had 18 points. He was still clearly the best Bucks player out there in that first half. But he knew he needed to do more, and he did just that. He knocked the shots down even when they weren't falling earlier. Just can't say enough about the way that he took over this game and played tonight.
Talking about the Bucks' win tonight down at Fiserv Forum is Matt Velasquez, our insider of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, right here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Also, 4 blocks from Brook, but none other and none bigger than the one on Donovan Mitchell late. This Jazz team is really, really good. And Matt, when I'm looking at the 3 losses that this Bucks team has, they've lost to this Jazz team that they now have went back and rectified with the win here tonight. And the 2 other teams, Boston, who everyone expects is going to be a legitimate playoff team, and then another one who's also just behind them in the standings, the Miami Heat. That loss is maybe looking a little bit better because of how good the Heat have shown they are, at least early on in this campaign.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Heat game that, the Bucks gave up a lead and lost in overtime. The Celtics game, they gave up a lead and really played terribly in the second half. The Jazz game, they played a terrible first half and then fought back and had a chance to win at the end of regulation and maybe could have gone to overtime if it weren't for some miscues by Chris Middleton. They've been in all these games against really tough teams. And it's kind of interesting and impressive to me that this Bucks team, now that they've won 8 in a row, that's the first time since 2002. Like, last team didn't do that. The last year's team got off to the 7-0 start and played really well, but then they started to, trade wins and losses every game for a little while there over November. This year, they have 1 loss in all of November, and they're playing really well. They haven't had Chris Middleton, which Giannis after the game was kind of, begging for Chris Middleton to come back. He was like, oh man, it's been really impressive what we've done, but like, I want Chris back. Like, we need him back. I can't wait for him to come back. So anybody who says, like, oh, the Bucks are doing this without Chris Middleton, that means he's bad. Like, just stop there. Like, Giannis just put up 50, and he's spending, unprovoked. He's bringing up Chris Middleton, like, oh man, like, we need this guy back. And so, they've been finding ways to do it. Different guys have been stepping up, and that's a positive for them going forward. But they should be all the better when they get Chris Middleton back to add into this group that, of guys, especially on the wings, where Pat Connaughton's played important minutes tonight. Dante DiVincenzo, again, had 2 steals. He's getting steals every game. He's standing out. Sterling Brown, not his greatest game, but he had contributions too.
Yep.
So there's just so many guys who have brought positive things off the bench that when you get Middleton back, you can have even more confidence bringing those guys in all kinds of situations.
15 offensive rebounds tonight, and that is really, really impressive. Some, obviously, due to the fact that Rudy Gobert didn't suit up on the other side. But you brought up Dante DiVincenzo's name. He had a couple of those offensive boards, just straight hustle plays. Matt, how much better do you think this team is than last year's, so far, just 17 games in, what you know?
You know, I think they're in the same kind of stratosphere as last year's team. I wouldn't necessarily say that one is unequivocally better than the other. At this point, I mean, not yet. They're both really close. I think this year's team has, you know, maybe has a leg up in the way that they've handled the tough start to the schedule in terms of all the travel and the difficult teams they've played, and being able to hold it all together and all the depth that they have. I think they're definitely deeper, especially than they were at the start of last season. But the Bucks, I mean, as we've been saying, you know, for, you know, basically since May, really, you know, this year they have a chance to be special. And right now they look like a pretty special team. It's just a function of, you know, continuing that throughout the season, you know, keeping everybody healthy, then getting to the playoffs and seeing what you can do.
And doing it without George Hill tonight, who's been one of their most consistent bench players all year long and really one of their most consistent scorers, especially through the stretch without Chris Middleton.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's been kind of their security blanket, the guy that Bud trusts a lot off the bench. He closes a lot of games. He had to be convinced not to play. You know, Bud was saying before the game that George has probably been dealing with these back spasms, this back soreness, for longer than he's let on, because he doesn't want to be, you know, held out. He wants to play every game. He always wants to be out there. And so Bud is, you know, he said he's lucky that he has a long-running relationship with George. You know, they were together in San Antonio for a while. And so, you know, they knew each other, and he has said, "Hey, George, like, it's time. Like, we got to sit you down." And, you know, George wasn't really happy about it, but the play from Pat Connaughton in particular, I would say, of the guys who needed to step up off the bench. I mean, Dante was, like I said, was really good. Sterling, not as good as he has been, but still, you know, he still helped out. But I think Pat Connaughton, the way he was able to knock down some pretty clutch shots, obviously those two free throws that iced the game. He had a couple blocks here and there, at least one. But I think he stepped up off the bench, which was really important in George's absence.
12 of 13 and 8 straight. It's pretty impressive. And a 50 spot from Giannis, the best one he's put together in this defense tour of the 2019 MVP. Matt, appreciate it, man. We'll talk Wednesday after the Hawks game.
All right, can't wait.
Appreciate it, Matt. That's Matt Velasquez joining us today on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Go read Matt at the Journal Sentinel, also JS Online. You can also follow him on Twitter at Matt_Velasquez. We're going to hear from Giannis, also Wes Matthews, the second leading scorer for the Bucks tonight, as they beat the Utah Jazz and rectify one of the three losses on their season so far. Now, 14-3, 6-1 at home, a 50 spot from Giannis, the best player in the NBA, plays here, and we talk about him after each and every game on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. You heard Matt there give us a little bit of an injury report brought to you by McCormick Law Office. Dan McCormick, your auto accident and work injury attorneys. It appears that Chris Middleton is somewhat on the mend. He is expected, hopefully, to be back within the next couple of weeks. Also, George Hill, who sat out tonight's game with back spasms, had to be convinced to sit out. So if this was a playoff game, probably would have seen number three in there, and George Hill would have been ready to rock for the Milwaukee Bucks. They didn't need him tonight. Well, they probably did need him. It would have been a little bit easier run, but they also didn't have one of their best guys. Take a look at the enemy next and also go through this one here from Coach Bud. Still a lot more coming. It's a Big and Safe Pro Hoops postgame show and more time for you at 414-799-1250. We're driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Mayor Midge is in the house as well right here on The Fan.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Head coach Mike Budenholzer spoke after the game, and the Bucks, well, they did a lot of their talking with Giannis during the game. He puts up 50, has 32 in the second half. Also with Five threes made by Wes Matthews. He goes off for 19. Bucks get past Utah 122-118. Here's Mike Budenholzer after the game, and the Bucks with their 14th win of the first 17 games in 2019.
Got enough stops, and, you know, more importantly, I guess probably against a good defensive team, we were able to get the ball to go in the basket, make some shots. So, you know, really pleased with the third quarter. And then Giannis, obviously, just, you know, pretty incredible performance, individual performance by Giannis. But, you know, I think guys stepping up around him, making plays, timely plays, Brooke with a big-time block, and, you know, Wes Matthews hitting some shots and keeping us in the game. So, good win against a tough team.
I guess what's going through your head is Giannis falls on his elbow and then has this performance afterwards.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, you know, the fact that he took a pretty hard fall in the middle of it just, you know, I guess makes it even more impressive what he was able to do. And, you know, I think he's shooting, you know, the three ball. I think when he starts to feel it and he starts making some of those, and, you know, I feel like he can go for big numbers once he starts hitting 3, 4, 5 3 balls and getting to the free throw line and scoring in the paint. You know, so I love his aggressiveness. I love how he mixes it up. And, you know, one night it's 15 assists and another night it's 50. And I think he's obviously special.
How do you balance when obviously he's the hot guy on the floor versus wanting him to have a rest for the end of the game? Also, probably not wanting him to come off the floor or him not wanting to come off the floor.
Well, at the very end, he actually asked for a sub. I mean, he was so gassed that he asked to come out with, I think it was about 2 minutes to go, 2.5 minutes to go. I think he just physically couldn't go. So, you know, usually I'm trying to err on the side of giving him a break, keeping him fresh. Tonight, you know, we rode him pretty hard. And, you know, he came through and delivered for us.
Obviously, that block by Brook at the end is just massive. I think that's 6 straight games now for him with multiple blocks. Just what can you say about his recent play on the defensive end?
Yeah, it continues to be special. You know, I think, I don't know when it was, going back to the Chicago game at Chicago, I thought it was one of the best individual defensive games I've seen from a 5. And the block to finish the shot tonight, the way he's, you know, contesting and rebounding and, you know, he's been phenomenal for us, and he continues to be over this stretch of games.
Coach, I know we talk about Giannis's mindset all the time. I just interviewed him after the game. He had 50 points, 14 rebounds, and he said, "I'm always trying to get better."
Yep.
What, I mean, I know it doesn't surprise you, but what can you say about him never being satisfied?
It's a huge component to what makes him special, what makes him great. You know, I think that he's always seeing areas where he can improve and get better, and it's an element or a part of our DNA. We want all our players and organizationally, we want to just keep getting better, and he sets a tone for us organizationally, and you know, he's big time.
Coach, I'd imagine you've seen a 50-point game before, but have you ever seen 50 points, 0 turnovers?
No, that's especially for us and him. I mean, the ball's in his hands so much, so that's impressive. And I, you know, 50's a lot. You know, it's pretty rare. So I don't remember anybody ever having 50 and no turnovers. It's just a great, great effort by him.
We've talked about Wesley struggling a little bit from three this year, but it just felt like you guys leaned into him. A couple ATOs for him for threes. Just how big was he tonight for you guys?
Yeah, I thought he was great. You know, couple of timely ones, both early, and the little DHO with he and Bled, they felt like they just hit a three, and he came back and popped a three right in front of our bench, and just kind of a, you know, a random kind of, you know, little piece of our motion. And, you know, he's really finding, I think, a little bit of a rhythm, a little bit of a groove, and that's been great to see.
You lean on Pat there in the fourth quarter. He makes a couple big defensive plays. What does it say about him that he can have an impact in the fourth quarter when he's been a little bit out of the rotation?
Yeah, no, I mean, he's always ready. And I think, you know, he brings so much defensively. I think he's just a great focus and determination to be good defensively. And he just kind of takes what the game gives him offensively, but just have a ton of faith in his competitiveness and his defense going down the stretch.
What did Milwaukee's MVP do today? Could he be a back-to-back MVP? It's time for the MVP Minute. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
50, 14, and 6. That's what your MVP did. Oh, and by the way, no turnovers. That's who Mike Budenholzer was talking about there. 50 points, no turnovers in 39 minutes of action. 31 shots taken by Giannis. He goes 13 of 19 from the foul line. Just an incredible effort. An incredible effort. One of the best players in the game today, if not the best. I'd love to know who else is better and better doing it right now today, because this guy, each and every time on the floor, shows something different and showcases another way to beat you. Tonight, he steps into a couple of huge threes. One tied it at 74 for the Bucks. The other one gave them a lead late in the fourth. He talked about it with Zora Stevenson after the game on Fox Sports Wisconsin.
It's a big-time block. You know, we got to do our job. We got to trust that Brook is going to be there. And Brook is always there.
Hold on. First off, let me restart. Okay. This dude starts off after having 50 as the MVP of the league and starts talking about one of his teammates and the big play that he made. Just amazing. Not many times can I remember LeBron James walking over by Doris Burke and the first thing he talks about is something that Chris Bosh did. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it happened a lot more than I thought. But not many times the best player in the league is talking about somebody else when he starts talking after he drops 50. Sorry, go ahead, Zora.
It was a big time.
So talk about Brook.
You know, we got to do our job. We got to trust that Brook is going to be there. And Brook is always there. He makes it tough for everybody. And he did a great job at the end of the play.
We know you changed your jersey at halftime. Maybe that gives you some extra energy, but you exploded there in the second half. 32 points. How do you continue to find another gear game after game?
I'm just trying to get better. Take it day by day, game by game, and just get myself ready in games that matter the most. And this is the opportunity to get better, to help my teammate be better, because at the end of the day, we want to play, we want to be the last team that's playing at the end of the season.
Last time you all played the Jazz, the comeback was crushed by a buzzer beater. How much extra juice did that outcome give you all tonight?
We definitely had a lot of extra juice. We don't like losing twice from the same team. And, you know, it was like a revenge game.
Last time this team won 8 games in a row, it was the 2001-2002 season. What is working for you all?
We're just playing together. We're having fun, and we're guarding. And I think our defense is really good lately. Make shots, no make shots. It doesn't really matter. As long as you defend, you're going to be fine.
That's Giannis after the game with Zora Stevenson. You heard it if you were at Fiserv Forum, also on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Maybe I'm wrong, but I mean, there's not many dudes start up a press conference right off the bat and start talking about somebody else. And that wasn't a presser, with all due respect. I know he's being interviewed by the Bucks, you know, beat reporter that's paid and someone employed by the team to work on their television network. They pay to be on Fox Sports Wisconsin. That's how it all goes. And in the dirty, dirty world of broadcasting, if you really wanted a behind the scenes glimpse of it. But you're talking about a dude that is at the height of the league, the best in the league, and he starts off by talking about one of his teammates. That's a really, really legit dude and a legit superstar, that's for sure. Take a look around some of the scores in the NBA. One caller asked earlier today, there's not many guys, and said there's not many guys that, you know, can stop Giannis, so we're going to have to see how teams are going to do it. Well, one dude that a lot of times gets thought of being a thorn in the side of Giannis would be Joel Embiid. Let's check in on how our good buddy Joel Embiid did tonight. Well, the Sixers lost in Toronto. Raptors now 12-4, Sixers 11-6. 101-96 was the final. Joel Embiid had 32 minutes, 0 points, was 0 of 11 from the field, 0-4 from 3, 0-3 from the foul line, 13 boards, and 2 assists. Joel Embiid, great work, buddy. Proud of you. Very, very proud, Joel. How about this? This is also fun from the same game. Everybody wanted Tobias Harris over Chris Middleton. Tobias Harris, in 38 minutes, shot 7 of 17 from the field. Yikes. Well, Ben Simmons, though, he was supposed to be better than Giannis by some. Number one overall pick, 41 minutes, 4 of 8 from the field, 0 of 1 from deep, had 10 points. Whoops. Oh, and by the way, 7 turnovers. Turn that Benny Hill music up after that. Bucks beat the Jazz. They're the best team in the NBA, and they're proving it again with the MVP. We got more after this on The Fan.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Well, the Bucks win tonight, 122-118. They've now won, count them, 8 straight. And they do this one differently than they've, well, won the other ones, because Giannis has his first 50-point outing of the season against Utah in a game that the Bucks are trying to avenge one loss that they have on their record, a blemish, and they do it with flying colors as they beat down in the fourth quarter. Well, in the third quarter, the Bucks needed to erase a 9-point lead that was held on them at halftime by the Jazz. Jazz shot almost 50% from downtown on the night, shot 50% in the first half from deep. We're 9 of 18 at that point. And while you're watching the threes go down ad nauseum for Utah, it wasn't like they were just contested threes and the Bucks were playing tremendous defense all night long. Didn't feel like the Bucks were playing great defense really at all in that first half. Gave Utah a lot of open opportunities, a lot of open threes. The number one defensive team in the league are the Jazz, and they don't want to play the kind of up-tempo ball that the Bucks are trying to push you into. They're not trying to play a game into the 120s. They're trying to play a game closer to 95, 98, or the game that these two played about 3 weeks ago out in Salt Lake. That was a 103-100 finish in regulation. They're looking to muddy the game down a little bit and play slower. And the Bucks were letting them get wide open looks, especially in the corner. Joe Ingles had a couple of big opportunities there in that first half. So did Mike Conley, Donovan Mitchell. And Bogdanović was just a nightmare when you watched him the other night. He had 24 again. He was 5 of 8 from 3. 3 of 6 was O'Neal as well. And everybody was hitting just about anything they took from beyond the arc. They finished the game, did the Utah Jazz, 21 of 45, and with 24 from Bogdanović, he led all scorers, but they ended up having 6 guys in double figures. 20 by Donovan Mitchell, 15 came from Ingles. Also then Jeff Green came up with 11, 13 from Nyang off the bench, and Emmanuel Mudiay looked good as well as a scorer off the bench in 19 minutes, 5 of 6 from the field. Utah played well, and they shot over 50%, but they didn't have Giannis tonight. They didn't have the best player on the floor, and sometimes that is just going to be how it goes. It feels like it's going to be a lot more of that here in 2019. With Giannis, that he is just going to be the best player on the floor, and they're just going to take over from there. We'll pick up some of these highlights here late into the game. As I said, it was 57-48 after the first half. The Bucks trailed most of the first half, had it tied up at 25, but a 10-0 Utah run put them in front for good in that period. They shot 50% from deep. Giannis had 18 in the first half. Was 7 of 13 from the field, 4 of 9 from the charity stripe, then put all of those to bed throughout the rest of the game. We'll get into that, but this one where he stepped up one of his 3 triples on the night, tied it up after Giannis goes down in the third. You think he's injured, he's looking at his elbow, shaking up, testing it out, getting looked at by the medical staff. Well, this triple showed he was day-okay.
Halfway down for Bogdanović. It didn't stay down. Giannis for 3. Giannis! walks into that one. His elbow's just fine, thank you.
The Bucks at that point had erased that 9-point deficit. As you heard Jim Paschke there on Fox Sports Wisconsin say, there were four threes by Wes Matthews, part of his 19 points there in that third quarter as well. And then Pat Connaughton closed out that third quarter, one of the top defensive plays that you'll see all night.
Ingles gives it up. Pat Connaughton blocks Donovan Mitchell. 8 on the shot clock.
Yeah, great team. I think people just don't expect Pat to have that anticipation that he does. And he gets up so high.
And then Pat was able to get it on the other end offensively.
And now the crowd shows its appreciation for what they've seen in this third period. Giannis kicks it out. Connaughton. Yes!
Made it 90-83, did that triple from Patty C. He had 11 on the night, his only triple made in the game. Fast forward into the fourth, Bucks trying to run away. Dante DiVincenzo just doing all the dirty work.
For Lopez. The Bucks get two. DiVincenzo.
That's Dante. He had 6 on the night. Not a great night shooting, but his 2 made field goals, 2 of his 10 attempts went down, but they were both putbacks on the night. Giannis able to just salt this one away. These were the free throws that Giannis hit. He hits 2 free throws to cap it and just feel the bone-chilling sounds of MVP at Fiserv Forum.
For the second time tonight, in unison, the fans in Fiserv Forum chant MVP.
He is. Oh, he is.
And then there, right in the middle of that, I felt really bad for this poor individual. They zoomed up right in on my man, and he was not ready for it. He had the Mean Mug shirt on, and he realized like halfway through, like, dang, this is a really bad angle for me. They're showing Mitch. They were showing right up his nose. He's like, oh, I got to start chanting MVP, MVP.
He was like the one guy not chanting. And
the one
the
dude.
The camera's right in his face, and he's like, MVP, MVP.
It's like, dude, you had one job. Tonight, Brook Lopez really had one job. That was playing defense, and he did it to stop Donovan Mitchell at the end and preserve a W.
15 seconds. 10 seconds. Mitchell. Lopez the block.
Splash Mountain rejects the spider at the rim, and the Bucks end up winning this one 122-118. They've now won 8 straight. Giannis is your Chevy MVP as he finishes it with 50. Points tonight. As Matt Velasquez, our insider on the postgame show here, said earlier tonight, 50 is still a special number in this league, and Giannis does it tonight against the Utah Jazz, one of the few teams that have beaten the Bucks. Only 3 teams have done that here in the first 17. Nets get past the Cavs 108-106. Pistons take care of the Magic 103-88. It was the Pacers over the Grizzlies 126-114 in Indiana. Miami Heat keep pace with the Bucks now 12-4, 117-100 against Charlotte. Timberwolves upend the Hawks, who are next into Fiserv Forum on Wednesday night 125-113. That'll do it for us here on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Thanks for listening. Mayor Mitch as well. Great job as always. We're back Wednesday night after the Bucks go for 9 straight, this time against the Hawks. Keep it right here. Best coverage in the city is on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.